rotavirus vaccine was approved by that board. And there were five members of that board at that time, and four of them had direct financial interests in the rotavirus vaccine. And they were working for the companies that made the vaccine, or they were receiving grants to do clinical trials on that vaccine. They all had overwhelming financial interests. One of the people on that board was a guy called Paul Offit, and who is one of the big voices for vaccines. CNN goes to him all the time when it wants to know about vaccines. He voted to add the rotavirus vaccine to the schedule when he had a rotavirus vaccine in development. Because it's now on the schedule, his developing vaccine is virtually guaranteed to get on the schedule. It's a competitive product. But once you say rotavirus vaccine has to be vaccinated for, his vaccine is now guaranteed to get on the schedule. The one they voted on, that he voted on, within a year it had to be withdrawn because it was causing this really disastrous disease in kids that is often lethal, called insusception, that agonizingly painful when your intestines kind of tie up against each other. Oh. And it kills children, on occasion. That vaccine was pulled the following year, and his vaccine then replaced it. He was still on the committee. He didn't vote on that, but he was still on the committee.
But he voted to make rotavirus vaccine mandatory for the schedule.
And he and his business partners, Stanley Plotkin and, a couple of other people, sold that vaccine and to Merck for $186 million. He told Newsweek that he won the lottery. Oh, it's been said of him that he voted himself rich.